Now an update on American troops in Iraq. A year ago, the Obama administration pulled the last of U.S. combat troops out of the country. But today, there are still more than 45,000 American forces inside Iraq working to train Iraqi forces. All American forces are scheduled to leave by the end of this year, though, unless Iraq's government asks them to stay. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins me now to see where exactly things stand. Hi, Tom.
Hi, David.
So remind us what sort of deadline we're working with this year.
Well, as it stands now, both countries, both Iraq and the United States, agreed that all U.S. forces would be out of Iraq by the end of December of this year.
Combat and otherwise everybody.
All of them should be out by the end of December. But this was done a couple of years back. Everyone assumed all along, particularly at the Pentagon, that you would have thousands of U.S. troops there as trainers after 2011. And it was just a couple of weeks ago that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki agreed to start negotiating whether more U.S. troops would stay after the end of this year. And that's kind of where we are now. They haven't really made a decision on that. But the numbers you're hearing from the Pentagon is roughly around 10,000 or so trainers after the end of this year.
And it can't be that easy a process to move thousands and thousands of troops out. So I assume the United States wants a decision soon. What's holding back a decision coming from Iraq about whether they want some troops to stay past December?
This is all about internal Iraqi politics. Nouri al-Maliki, again, has said he would negotiate whether U.S. troops could stay as trainers. The radical anti-U.S. cleric Muqtada al-Sadr wants the United States to keep to the agreement, pulling every single U.S. troop out of Iraq by the end of 2011. He has ties to Iran. He's always been against the U.S. So Sadr has no interest in seeing any U.S. forces there.
We hear all these terms tossed around. I mean, combat troops. President Obama now says all combat troops are out. So now we're talking about perhaps some of these 45,000 or so people staying past the end of 2011. What would they be doing if they stay there?
Well, part of this is rebranding them. What would they call them? And most people think they would come up with some sort of a training assistance command, American instructors, something that would make it sound like they're not really American troops, but they're really just trainers. The other issue was where to put them. You'd probably want to keep them away from population areas where they could, you know, get shot at, let's say, or people would just see the American trainers and it would kind of whip up people, particularly the Sadr types, against U.S. forces. So the negotiations are still ongoing. And from the U.S. standpoint, the big issue is they want to stay there not only as trainers, but to make sure the Arabs and Kurds in the northern part of the country don't start fighting up there and make sure that it doesn't dissolve into violence again.
Tom, just this week we've gotten news of a number of bombings throughout the country. Is that affecting the negotiations, these discussions about whether U.S. troops are going to remain?
Absolutely, because Muqtada al-Sadr is saying the U.S. troops are a magnet for this kind of violence. He's not saying it's necessarily his militias or al-Qaeda in Iraq. He's pointing to U.S. troops as a real source of this. And also, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta yesterday talked about the issue of violence over there. And of course, last few days, we've seen dozens killed there. And Secretary Clinton yesterday said a lot of this has to do with al-Qaeda in Iraq trying to reassert itself in the country. That's largely a Sunni group. She also said that some of these Shia extremists are also responsible for this uptick in violence we've been seeing.
We're getting pretty late in the summer now. I mean, has the Pentagon given any sort of drop-dead deadline for when this has to be decided, whether these troops have to all come out by the end of the year?
Well, the Pentagon's been very, very frustrated about this. And Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, on a recent trip to Iraq, basically said, damn it, make a decision. We have to move this forward. Again, it's difficult to plan this and to move troops. They would like to see a decision sooner rather than later, but people I talk would say it will likely go right down to the wire to the end of December.
It's NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman updating us on the U.S. presence in Iraq. Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.